holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Good day to you. My name is Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Welcome to the broadcast. Today is April 10, 2019. You know, it's amazing to me how persistent the hysteria is over global warming. This has been going on now for decades. It doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. Despite the fact the studies have been released over and over and over again that demonstrate that global warming is not caused by man and that there is no crisis at all, as a matter of fact. But millions of people, if not billions of people, believe this around the world, and it's simply just not true. Today's article, headline article, "Scientists Prove Man-Made Global Warming is a Hoax." I comment, there are many journalists and scientists today who are writing about the fraudulent nature of global warming dogma, citing verified scientific studies. Nevertheless, the warmest hysteria continues to grow, exhibiting symptoms of cult-like behavior. This article in particular that I drew from John Nolte says that the far-left Think Progress reports that scientists have finally proven that the theory of man-made global warming is a hoax. Now, this is far left Think Progress, right? They don't see it that way in the article, but the science that they cite absolutely says that. It says the study that they're citing, the current CO2 levels of 410 parts per million were last seen on Earth 3 million years ago, according to the most detailed reconstruction of the Earth's climate by researchers at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research and published in Science Advances. And John says, yes, you read that correctly. 3 million years ago, CO2 levels on Earth were the same as they are today. But the problem is, of course, there weren't any humans back then. Well, you could argue, of course, the evolutionary concept of 3 billion or million years ago, whatever, if you believe in a young Earth scenario, but that's beside the point. Their study, the far left study, basically says CO2 levels haven't changed. They were the same then as they are now. And that means that what we have today is not caused by man. Pure and simple. That's logic 1A. This article is worth reading, I think, just to kind of get the gist of the scam. It's really sad that so many people believe the global warming and really buy into the hysteria, but it is a deception, and it's turning into a delusion. The second article today is going to underscore the fourth industrial revolution and how disruptive it is to our normal economic view of the world. And it's called the retail apocalypse again, back in the news. Every couple of months, a new story comes out underscoring what's going on with retail. The latest group of experts are forecasting 75,000 stores will be shuttered by 2026. That's only just a few years away. They're dropping like flies all over the country, if not around the world. And online shopping behemoths like Amazon, and there's others, they're completely disrupting brick-and-mortar retail. Unfortunately, as personal shopping data is harvested and analyzed by these same disruptors, that data is weaponized and turned against you to manipulate all further buying decisions that you'll make. So malls and stores are getting squeezed out of the economic life of the world. And America's losing an important part of its culture and history. And it's not going to slow down. The analyst said that closures would affect a broad variety of retailers, affecting an estimated 21,000 apparel stores, 10,000 consumer electronics stores, and 8,000 home furnishing stores. And you can see every year that there has been more store closures announced from all over the place. If not going out of business altogether, they're really cutting back their brick-and-mortar footprint. So life goes on. The times, they are changing. But there's two things to note here. One is just simply the availability of goods and services online. And secondly, is the ability for them to collect data about you, which then is turned around, analyzed, turned around, and used to further manipulate you into buying things you may or may not want. Maybe you could just say buying from Amazon is addictive. I don't know. But it's not just Amazon. We can't blame Amazon for everything. There's lots of other online stores that are disrupting retail. Last story concerns the Internet of Things and the data that's being collected from all of these sensors involved in the Internet of Things. There was a meeting recently called Smart Cities Connect in Denver, just last week actually. And smart city planners got together talking about Internet of Things in particular, because this is what's coming in cities. This is going to make smart cities come alive, they say. And the idea is that an isolated silo of data simply is unacceptable to the technocrat mind. And so there's a rush right now to develop ways to integrate disparate data systems into one. It's more easily said than done, but you must remember that data is the lifeblood of technocracy. The more data, the better. The article starts out by saying, if cities are to effectively manage the vast amounts of data they collect from Internet of Things devices, they need to take a holistic approach and break down silos. That's what the speakers during this panel discussion said at Smart Cities Connect. All too often, city leaders are guilty of thinking of IoT initiatives like smart lighting and smart parking as isolated strategies. All too often, city leaders are guilty of thinking of IoT initiatives like smart lighting and smart parking as isolated strategies. Instead, cities should use, quote, system of systems in their IoT data and data collection, and think about how, for example, smart parking fits into the wider goal of having smart transportation. What cities are starting to realize is that they're implementing silos, Silverberg told Smart Cities Dive, the newspaper this was printed in an interview after the panel discussion, quote, as they start to look at it more strategically, some of the cities have decided to establish more of a platform approach. That means bring it all together, folks. Yeah. It promises to be a difficult task for cities to manage the sheer amount of data they'll be collecting through connected devices of all kinds. According to the estimate given during the panel, there could be as many as, listen, 200 billion connected devices worldwide by 2031. And it will be imperative for governments to be able to manage all that data gathered and use it in ways that will make its residents' lives better. Better? Sounds like scientific dictatorship to me, but we'll see. And then they concluded it might be easier said than done. During the panel discussion, Portland, Oregon's Smart Cities Open Data Coordinator said while the city has worked extremely hard on its open data policy, including passing legislation supporting it, pitfalls remain. Portland uses a city commission form of government, meaning elected leaders are responsible for specific areas of policy, so there could be moments of confusion. And yeah, in Portland, amen to that. There's lots of confusion in Portland. So smart cities march on, even before 5G is implemented, to light up the Internet of Things. The cities that will supposedly benefit from this are already struggling. with their data policies. If they figure out how to build a system of systems to fuse all this data together, the result is going to be so bizarre, I'm not sure it'll have any usefulness in a practical sense. But this is their goal. This is the technocrat mind trying to reform society according to the scientific method. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Have a great day.